Carlos, with Jeff starting to get these types of results, have you sensed him more relaxed, at ease at the plate than he's been at points this season?
100%. You know, that's the nature of the game. You know, when you're not only feeling good, but you're getting results, that's going to come. You know, and you see a player now that is relaxed, he's having fun, he's playing baseball again. You know, it was hard for him, but credit to him, he continued to grind, he continued to work, never put his head down, and now finally, you know, we see the player that we know he's capable of. So another good night for him, huge play, not only offensively, we're talking about the offense, but that play in the ninth was huge. So good signs.
Yeah. What goes into a play like that, not just getting to the ball, but then the concentration in the moment to stay with it when it pops out of his glove and not panic?
Yeah, just knowing the situation, anticipating plays. Obviously, you know, you're looking for outs in that situation. You got one out. He's got to go to his left and maybe don't want to risk that play at second base. Just take the out, knowing that we got Diaz making pitches. So, you know, he's a veteran player that, you know, has a really good feel for the game, for the situation, and he was able to come through today.
What do you think of Peterson?
I thought he was a little rusty today coming out of the break. You know, a lot of three ball counts, some deep counts, some walks. But he grind. He grind through it, made pitches, gave us five innings. But stuff-wise, was okay. He just a little rusty, I think.
Was Nunez totally down today, or you just hope to stay away from him?
Yeah, we were staying away from him. After the back-to-back coming out of the break, we were giving him a couple of days.
What do you like from Bader today? We got those two hits early.
Yeah, the two hits, you know, good at bats, the stolen base there. And I also thought he made two huge plays. Not only the diving play, but there was one that he went in the gap and kept that runner at first base, something that you probably don't see on the box score. But, you know, I thought overall today we made some good defensive play. That first and second, we were able to backpick that runner at first base. We executed a cuts and release, but back to Bader, a huge game for him.
Did you make a Diaz in the ninth?
I thought it was, you know, they made him work, you know, but he kept making pitches. Obviously, we didn't make a play on a comebacker, but he got the last out of the game. You know, they created some traffic, but he kept making pitches. I like how he continued to mix, you know, the fastball, the slider. He continued to stay on the attack, and, you know, like I said, he got the job done.
With Peterson, how important has the changeup and what he's been able to do with that pitch in particular been for him?
Yeah, huge. You know, not only the changeup, but the slider, you know, because as a starter, you need three pitches. And on days where the fastball command maybe is not there, you know, to be able to go back to that changeup and get ground balls or weak contact, same thing with the slider to put hitters away, he's going to need that. So, and he's making progress. So.
As far as Lindor goes, a couple of blasts to give you, keep building with runs, and that's something you hadn't been doing a lot early out of the break here.
Yeah, great player, you know, and he continued to have really good at-bats. He continued to get on base. And today, for him to go up here in this ballpark, you know, that's pretty impressive, you know. Great player. Not surprised by it.
This next New York stretch for you guys, you have Yankees, Braves, Senga, trade deadline. What do you think of the next week and a half?
Yeah, the same mindset. You know, one day at a time, you come to the ballpark, you prepare, you go out, you compete, and you just, you know, worry the task at hand, which is just day by day. We got the Yankees tomorrow, and then, you know, same approach, and we just got to continue to play well.
Carlos, just for clarification on that ground ball that Diaz didn't attempt to turn the double play because there was nobody at second, who is supposed to be at second base in that situation?
Yeah, I think he's a ball that takes him to his right, right? So usually the shortstops got cover, mm-hmm. but maybe because of the slow roller, Lindor has to break towards the bat. Mm-hmm. You know, but it's one of those plays where, you know, Diaz, knowing the situation, just take the out at first base and we just didn't get it out. Mm-hmm. But, you know, usually the shortstop is the one that's got the base, but I'm pretty sure I got to go back and take a look at the video, but he probably broke towards the baseball.